is Davin's Den.
We are back, final segment of the evening, Davin's Den, doing some Ann Jackson. When we last left off with Ann, Victim A, and it's been quite some time since we have done this bit, actually. Victim A was telling us how she got to know Ann and how she wound up losing money because of Ann. That's where we last left off.
Ooh, that's right.
Well, I didn't even do the Scambusters, Scamming Scammers music when I did the impromptu one.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on me. Joe will add that in production for 2026.
Actually, 2025.
Okay.
Because I've been listening to the old clips where we would think we would be, and we're actually...
Oh, God, yeah. That's funny.
I'll be doing this at 2017. No, it's actually 2019.
All right. What are our categories?
Okay, well, I might be completely screwing this up because we have been talking about Victim A, but I think that Anne will pop back in. So, our first category is going to be Mr. Davin.
I'm going to go with two.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. But, sorry
so
about
eager,
that.
Eager. An eager little beaver, aren't you?
I'm sorry. Holy cow.
He could do that. And then the second category is going to be Mess Media. And then the third category is You Kill Me. So, go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to go with two Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going with no Mess Medias.
Okay.
And I'm going to no with no You Kill Me's.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So, I'm going to say four Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with one Mess Media. And I'm going to go with one You Kill Me. And Joe's girl says six Mr. Davins, two Mess Medias, and one You Kill Me. So, there we go. We have quite a variety.
Yes, we do. All right, so here we go. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
I read some news about doing arrests of scammers. I told you that my scam started from UK to Asia. I do think Interpol is doing arrests. By the way, I have no more time to be online for doing any research, or I need to work
hard. You never did.
Fair point. I am challenged, or I need to work hard. I am challenging new jobs and my patients. Recently, I read news. Interpol fights the cybercrime in Singapore. My scam started from there. So she sends me an article. July 28, 2015. This is from me to Victim A. Continuing our conversation.
Okay.
I write to her, I was unaware she called you a scammer. She's never told me that. Well, according to her, she lost money from trying to get gold bars.
Okay.
I do not know why she would do that. I believe she is mentally ill. I believe our president's going to open up a place for her.
Wow.
She said, this is me to Victim A.
Yeah.
She said an American soldier needed help. With what? What did she claim you could do for him? And she responds, you do not understand me right. Understand me right. I, before Ann, corresponded with an American soldier. So before she dealt with Ann, she was dealing with an American soldier.
Okay.
Rather, I thought that I am corresponding with him, but in fact, it were crooks. But I did not know about it. Fraudsters was written to me. The message is from behalf of the soldier. He sent the photos, and I fell in love because by that time, I lived with my husband badly. So I was going, we see this a lot. People are married, but they're in a bad relationship. So they find online.
They find a sympathetic ear.
Yeah. Then later began to write me that he allegedly needed money to save his other big money. It's a long story. I'll have a lot to write. In general, based on my love, he tried to persuade me to send him the money. And the total of pulled from me out... $55,000.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of fucking money. And when I changed my mind, I knew what I did. It was too late. Then I saw on internet the Ann's channel, and I turned to her for help. You know the rest. Then she, along with crooks, pulled from me $2,500. So she's holding Ann responsible for the people that Ann was sending.
Yeah, but you know, you can kind of understand that.
I do understand that. But it is a trifle compared to with what I had lost from the previous scams. Blame was my stupidity, naivete, gullibility, and my love to a guy in the photo. Fraudsters have done their job perfectly well. They're professionals. They involved all the achievements. Used techniques of female psychology, black magic, etc. They are professionals. That's why I get into their network. Do you understand me right? I go, yes, I think so. Anna is very confident. She knows what she's doing. I guess when one is desperate, it appears she does. She has no idea, and unfortunately, people were worse for knowing her. So that's very forthright.
Yeah, also. Mick
May. Well, you know, she lost $2,500 from that.
From Ann and 55G from the other guy.
You know, so you think about this. She lost 55 G's from being scanned. She put her trust into Ann and now lost another $2,500.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot right there, you know.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, too.
Please read the news. I have told you about psychic scams. Scammers are arrested. China is the biggest base for scammers in the world. August 12th, 2015. She writes, scammer Melvin Santos, if the funds are legal, the bank will do the funds transfer without being stopped. You are a fucking scammer cooperating with fake bank lawyer Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
You cheat on me. Out of $5,000. He changed the words again and again. The bank would transfer the funds bit by bit, and finally the funds were being held in Australia. Fuck you, assholes. Lies. Again, coming up with another scam. The funds were in Malaysia. Shame on you. It is never-ending payment. I doubt they were in Malaysia. Asian government can eat up all the funds from the treasury. You are the one who is corrupt, and you can do money laundering with many excuses. The Asian governments are good at it, and you are the one. You are the fucking scammer. Great album, by the way.
Wow.
I am going to expose the truth to mass media.
Mass media.
Stupid.
Sorry, I one.
Maybe you should have drank as a 4-year-old, you fucking moron.
Like I have alcohol, restless baby, toddler alcohol syndrome. I don't even know anymore.
The way you wrote one, it's like we should have the March of Dimes flute music playing behind you when you wrote that in.
Is it the skin flute?
There's pictures of me in the back on the phone.
A very special pip.
Yes. Oh, boy.
You will see what is going on. UN lies. You lie. You are a real scammer. Fucking money laundering. You ask the victims to open the case files. The authorities must arrest criminals. The victims report the crime and you dare take money from the victims. You are a real criminal. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green, of course, the real recovery scammer. Brown Cotton are all scammers who are fucking criminal doing money laundering, hiding in Thailand. The evidence will never be erased. The UN's funds can be transferred to you if you can obtain the affidavit of oath and also the transfer certificate. Each costs the sum of €1,500. The total UN refund scheme is €500,000. Will be transferred into your bank account as compliant as soon as you obtain those two documents. I will help you, Dr. Melvin.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she puts stuff on her blog, and then she puts the scammer profile.
Bet you'll help me.
Of Miller, of Parker, of Brown Cotton, of Interpol Paris, France, Interpol Eric, Melvin Moore. She got them all there. Scammer James H. Miller is fucking criminal. Wow, my check, my funds, shame on you. This is full of lies. Here's a conversation between Miller and Ann. Miller says, go now, bye-bye. Ann goes, holy fuck, $20,000. A cheater, a dance club.
Don't you wish you were on stage at the club?
I most certainly do. Yeah. Ann goes, criminal. Yeah, I live for the big huddle. Ann goes, criminal. Miller goes, they wrote your check. Bye, check. You. Ann goes, you should have been dead. Miller goes, ha, 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 ha.
See, Snidely Whiplash?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Ann goes, for 25 years in jail. Lie, lie, lie. My check. Shame on you. I will post it now. Miller goes, you will see it. Ann goes, and I will send unrest report. Miller goes, contact. Bye.
Oh, how weird.
Ann goes, contact. Ha, ha, ha. Scammer Melvin Santos, you will have to pay for the prices. Key point, money laundering. See through the truth. You are committing crimes. Parker Green is going to arrest me. There's a conversation between Ann and Parker. And let's see. Ann goes, you and send more people? Parker goes, he said the fees is not complete. Ann goes, who? Morris? Parker goes, yes. Ann said he told me he would assist me with 10,000 yen. And then he does not want to. Maybe he has to pay for something. Parker goes, he has nothing, I am sure. Yeah, because he's me.
I'm positive, actually.
Parker continues, Morris is a nice guy. I meet him before. I saw him in the mirror. In U.S., Ann goes, I will message you if get money early morning. Leave the cat alone, Joe. Parker goes, okay. Ann goes, so when will James go to Thai? Ann goes, to help Eric. Parker goes, I think next week. Ann goes, he will work with Eric or he sends him to Thai? Parker goes, Melvin and the U.N. Ann goes, why? He is very good. They need him, says Parker.
Wait a minute, Thailand?
Thailand.
Okay.
Why not?
Go to Thailand? Why?
Why not? Ann goes, James? Parker goes, this time he will be without uniform. Parker goes, yes. What? Ann goes, do not contact me anymore. Oh, it turned fucking ugly. Parker goes, now I can see you are not serious to get funds in Japan, so you want the taxpayer to hold the funds. That's what Parker says. Anne goes, I have told you the truth. It is never-ending payment. Fucking gold bars. She continues, fucking funds. Do not contact me.
Sorry about that.
Fuck off my life.
Is that part of the story?
No, no, no.
Sometimes we like it subtle. Sometimes we like to beat it over the head. Parker goes, I'm here raising fees to help.
I'm sorry, that was a misdemeanor.
No, he's misdemeanor. No. He hates me now.
Not now. Read on, Macbeth.
Yes.
Parker goes, and all you do is insult me. Even you insulted my daughter.
Yeah.
Anne goes, my company is trying to arrest
me.
Parker goes, thanks. Anne goes, do not contact
me.
Parker goes, I also sent mail to my daughter not to contact you. Oh, no. Parker goes, you are wicked. Anne goes, I will block out all of you. Never contact
me.
Fuck off.
Wait, can I stop you for a second? How does that work? You're at work, Joe.
Yeah.
Right? And you have borrowed, like, tens of thousands of dollars, or let's just say you've borrowed $5,000 from work for I don't even know what pretense you used. You're gonna buy gold bars or some shit, but you what pretense you use to say I need to borrow some money, you know, and because you've been there a long time or whatever,
they think you're in a bind.
They think you're in a bind,
and you're responsible. You're responsible. You've been there a while,
right?
You know, I've always been a responsible employee.
Now you're not able to come up with the money as you promised, and you are working all kinds of other jobs, and they've gotten wind of this. They keep asking you for the money, and you're not getting back. They try to arrest you. It's like. They try? What's that about?
They really try.
What do you mean you try?
Yeah.
No. You just call the police and say, we've been stolen from.
Yeah.
It's not you try. You do. I'm sorry. That bothered me. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And so Anne goes, fuck off. Parker goes, you too. Parker goes, if you contact me again, I will arrest you.
Oh, see, everybody wants to arrest her.
Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest!
This is from August 12th, 2015. Scammer Melvin Santos, if the funds are legal, the bank will do the funds transfer without being stopped. You are a fucking scammer cooperating with fake bank lawyer Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
You cheat on
me
out of $5,000. He changed the words again and again. The bank would transfer the funds bit by bit, and finally the funds were being held in Australia. Fuck you, assholes. Lies. Again, coming up with another scam. The funds were in Malaysia. Shame on you. It is never-ending payment. Asian government can eat up all the funds from the treasury. You are the one who is corrupt, and you could do money laundering with many excuses. The Asian governments are good at... I fucking read that one already. Never mind that.
Oh, my God.
Never mind that now.
The brain is gone. There. Bye-bye. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why did I copy that shit again?
And we didn't even notice it because she's so repetitive.
Yeah.
I was like, this sounds really familiar, but I'm like, no, Pip. This is every week.
Funny.
All right. October 31st, 2015. Halloween.
Yay.
Mr. Davin.
That's three.
To tell the truth, I did call FBI and send fax to Interpol before. I also send mails to UN official site. Then Brown Khan, Eric Bohr, and Melvin Santos contacted
me.
Roll call.
I asked one friend to report the crime to FBI and EFCC recovery scam. This is a reply from my friend in ball busting blue.
Oh.
Chairman of FBI told me that they have system of operation on how to apprehend it, all of them by investigation, because they have group also made me.
What?
This
what?
Sounds official.
Wait, what?
They have group also made me.
You got. What's the matter, lady? You don't understand English?
Because they have group also made me understand that those scammers are using many fake names, passports, and addresses. Most of their group was arrested with tracking of the communications, not by ID, as you might think. Arresting investigation is still on tracking them one after the other to avoid arresting innocent people. I don't know what the fuck
I don't
talking.
Understand that.
No.
Okay.
The one thing I could do is asking for arrest. I am mad. In fact, I was looking for jobs, and I work a lot in order to return the money to the credit card companies. I almost shut down my video channel since I cannot be online often. All I want to say is your judgment is maybe right. FBI will reply to
me
after arresting these criminals. I asked Pigbusters, it's another anti-scam site, to post in order to keep the truth. I am so sad since one victim is suffering from N Street Life, and I just sent $100 to her to help her with a little food. So Ann's now sending money to victims.
Wow. That's new.
That's a note, right?
We've never heard before.
Yeah, I'm going to want to fucking know that when I cobble this all together. I do worry about her a lot. I am shedding tears. I got lots of insults and violence before. That was past, and then I started working to return the debt. I do hope there must be justice in the world. Thanks anyway. I do not send any money out, and I work hard for survival. November 4th, 2015. I write back on my birthday. A little treat for me. Hi, Anne. Unfortunately, justice often does not come for scam victims. It is a shame. Best thing you can do is move on with your life and never send money to people over the internet again. Good luck. Best, Avin.
Hmm.
We'll close from this.
Yeah.
My last correspondence with victim A.
Oh.
December 7th, 2015. Wasn't that Pearl Harbor?
A day that we're living in for me.
Yes, it was.
She goes, hi, how are you? I hope everything is well. I wanted to say thank you for the fact that once you messaged, you wrote to me that I must try to forgive myself for my mistakes and stupidity when contacted by fraudsters, and you advised to go ahead in spite of everything. I remember your phrase about forgiveness. I did not know how to understand this phrase, forgive myself, and I asked you about it. You was explained to me. Later, I understood it. I think I forgave myself, recovered from depression, and go forward. And everything in my life is getting better. Ordinary miracle happened. Just thank you, Davin, for those your words and advice given to me. I want to kiss you for it. Your friend, gives her name. So I write to her. I go, hi, I'm very pleased to hear that you're doing well and moving forward. Glad I could help you in some small way. I wish you nothing but happiness and success going forward.
Well, that's good. I mean, you helped her kind of work through it enough that she didn't feel terrible about herself.
Yeah, she seems to have forgiven herself.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, it's very good because, number one, she got scammed by the scammers, and then she got misled by Ann. So, you know, for the fact that she's making peace with herself. See, here's the difference between this woman and Ann. She's made peace with herself and realized, all right, I lost, you know, $25,000. Then I lost another $2,500. I realized what happened. I am moving on. I'm going to have to take this as a loss and realize what happened. Ann can't come to the realization that she got hustled on this, and I don't think she ever will, and because of that she just keeps on going and going and going.
Yeah, the same frustrated circles.
Yeah, I think because I think if she finally comes to the realization that she's been hustled like this, it's going to have a devastating effect on her, and I don't think that her inner, you know, that she would wants to come to the realization.
Yeah, I think that she's her ego is too big, actually, in a way.
I think it's her, you know, her subconscious is keeping her going.
Yeah.
You
like,
know?
Like it's her coping mechanism to just deny how bad this was?
Yeah. And her subconscious is you know, running the show here.
Yeah.
On it, you know, so we'll see what happens.
So we takeaway was Anne is sending money to victims now to help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we help somebody, so that's good.
Yeah,
that is good.
But that's interesting that Anne has got, you know, is sending, you know, I guess that she feels guilty.
Well, I mean, if it's true.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean she has no money to send.
I mean, that.
Well, she's working many jobs.
It would be strange for her to make that up.
What?
It would be strange for her to make that up, that part about giving somebody money.
I agree.
That's not the kind of way she lies. I mean, she's self-delusional.
I don't think she's telling a story on that. I just think that it's weird that she's got, you know. Well, maybe she's got a good soul. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, so the wrap-up here was that we had three Mr. Davins, and that's somewhere between Joe and I, because I picked four and he picked two. So nobody wins. Then there was Mess Media, one. I got that right on
Yay.
The nose.
Yay, Pip.
Yay for me.
Happy and house.
You kill me.
I'd love to.
There I didn't ask you.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah, and there were none of those, and Joe picked that. So nobody's the clear winner here.
All right. So thanks, folks.
Yeah, okay.
I want to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of the show. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, he filled in a couple of weeks ago, and nobody else would come out and play.
Russ, you're the man.
He is the man. Portobello.
I thought you were going to do the read.
That is the read.
That's the read?
Yeah, he's not doing Tower of Energy anymore.
Oh, okay.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, if you listened to the show that you guys weren't on, you would have fucking known that.
Huh. I guess we'll have to do that.
Yes. Portobello was burgundy. I wish you would have told us before the reads. Portobello.
But I got a fucking report. It's not your read.
But I have to know what's going on before my read starts.
I assume you listen to the show that you're part of.
Not when I'm not on it, no. Portobello was Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant.
You're an inspiration.
The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring your visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. Now, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have some shows coming up?
Soon.
We'll announce those shows when they come up in the fall. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come in with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the King of the Grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013. That's 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group would like to say hello. And that's the greatest way to start all new relationships, like this one and all others in life and business, by saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid all the noise. What's your company persona? Is it bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing plans come together. Give them a call today at 516-420-0013 to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgdesigngroup.com. Follow them, like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag #sayhello and #davinsden to receive special surprise gifts. So again, nice to meet the amazing crew, and always say hello. In addition, they just want to let you know with summer, it's a very special time during business. You have vacations, short weeks, a lot of people days off. Your business still needs to thrive, because don't forget the fall is coming. The last couple of quarters of the year are starting. When are you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed, that trade show booth designed, the sales brochure completed? That's all coming up soon. September will be here soon. Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social strategy campaign, and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. Visit us, kgidesigngroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
More?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, okay. I knew that, but look, you were going to talk.
Sorry.
What? You heard her. She took that deep breath.
I did.
Exactly. She was like strangling herself. Settle down there, Epstein.
Stop being so hopeful.
Please. Should be so lucky, but who's going to remove the body? Joe? Move the body. Side-Splitting Productions. You need a comic. A holiday season's coming up. You definitely want a comic for that to make your party better. Or a roast. We can do that, too. Or your restaurant. Go to davincomedy.com, davincomedy.com. Drop us an email. Call 551-404-3000. 3094. All right, kids, that's been fun. Good to get the band. I guess fucking plugs.
You know.
Do you got anything going on?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the brokerage on Sunday.
You're always at the brokerage on Sunday.
So it's not a
Nobody's
surprise.
Nobody's got anything good going on. It's always the same shit with us.
Well, what the hell are you doing?
Absolutely nothing. That's what I'm saying. It's the same shit. I want to get out of here on time. It's Pip's same shit, too.
Give me one damn second.
You got something different?
No. Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy. That's the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Sunday at 7 p.m. Go to govs.com for tickets and information, or go to my website, JoeCurryComedy.com, or Joe Curry Nation on Facebook.
To listen to the show from a month ago, it would have been the same fucking plugs.
Oh, I'm sorry. When are you jetting off to Paris?
I was in Florida the past 2 weeks. Where the fuck were you?
Well,
okay, then. That's what I thought, stupid.
I'm sorry. You're done by the panhandle reading scammer stuff on
stage.
No,
I was on fucking two different beaches.
Okay. Wish you went to the sand.
All right. Joe's back for all you that didn't know. There's a little special brand of awful. Ready?
What? Yeah.
Good. Stupid. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.